You're awake. You know something about your ADHD. Learn more with TED Talks. Kind of like TED Talks, but half the length. A different expert every day of ADHD Awareness Month. Brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. Longest running support organization for adults with ADHD, just like you. You're awake, and now you'll have even more knowledge thanks to ADDA at add.org. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to TED 2025. My name's Jonathan Hassell. I'm an ADHD and executive function coach based in Australia and coaching to the world. And today I want to talk to you a bit about ADHD in relationships, and particular something that I've labeled the neuro divide. Now, as a couple, as we grow together with one of us with ADHD and one without, we will quickly recognize that we think differently. And I call this the great neuro divide. Because one of the hardest things we need to get across is that we just think differently, that these are not choices we're making. Today I want to talk you through some key points that I think are useful to address and bridge the great neuro divide. First, let's recognize the space between us. Let's recognize that we do think differently, that this has created a space between us, and we need to create space for acceptance and willingness to change. Then let's notice the impact so far, because it's a really important starting point to acknowledge that some hurt may have been caused on both sides. And if we can take a moment to acknowledge it, not live in it, but recognize it from our position now that we have an opportunity to change and this doesn't need to be our future. Next, we need to create the space to keep the conversation going. So one of the problems in our busy lives, particularly if we've got family and demanding work, is finding the time to actually really communicate. And when I say really communicate, I mean we need to stop and really listen to each other's experience. What we need to do is book time together, time when we're going to actually ask each other what their experience of the day was and how they felt about things that were going on. If we can do this on a regular basis, and I mean daily, then the likelihood is that when we have a challenge we need to address, the communication is going to come so much more easily. Take the mandate of being your own expert and accepting each other's. This is a critical step, particularly when we approach any sort of conflict. The first part is we have to be really clear that we need to be our own expert. We need to have thought why we feel or think something and be able to rationalize or explain why how we've arrived there. Equally, when our partner shares their opinion or their experience, we need to be able to acknowledge that they are their own experts and that is real for them, and we have to accept that before we can move forwards. Next, we have to accept the experience, even if we don't understand that experience. As a flow on from accepting the expertise of our partner, if we can listen to their experience and join them in it, even if we don't quite understand how they arrived there. Remembering too that with two people who think quite differently, we're going to have lots of opportunities to really find out a lot about the way each other thinks by opening ourselves to the experience of their understanding. We need to commit to the same shared goals. So in other words, we need to develop a plan of what are going to be the goals that we want to keep in focus together. We need these as reference points and to form foundations for how we're going to build our relationship beyond this point. To do that, we can look at several key points, but please feel free to add your own. First, respect. We talk about respect all the time, and we hopefully talk about respecting our partners. But how often, or if ever, have we stopped and discussed what respect really means to each of us? And then even more importantly, how we see that personified. In other words, what does my partner do that makes me feel respected? And what would I like them to do? The next step is acceptance. So what does acceptance really mean to each of us? Have we ever even discussed this? How do we give each other a sense of acceptance? And this is where we reflect back on the idea of respecting their expertise and self and of their experience. Trust and reliability. Reliability creates trust. The absence of reliability erodes trust. So let's talk about how important it is for each of us to turn up when the way we promise to turn up. Intent. Now, with ADHD particularly, the reality is our intent is who we are. Our actions are our best attempts to honor them, but we know they don't always land. Now, while the mission is to keep going and trying to make sure they land with greater reliability, it's important still that we acknowledge that the intent was not there to damage or harm or be in error. That this is a feature of the challenges with self-regulation with ADHD. We're not going to give up on the attempt at getting there, but if we can start with acknowledging the intent, we can preserve the value in the individual. Partnership. Once again, have we ever sat down and really discussed what partnership means to us? We may have shared vows, we may have made commitments to partnership, we certainly probably declared our love to each other, but did we ever stop and say, well, hang on, what's a real partnership look like for us? And what are the key markers we're going to use to make sure that we're honoring our model of partnership? And acknowledgement. Now, this is really critical. People with ADHD experience the world much more emotionally because we stay in that default mode network longer. Often, having consistent availability of dopamine, which means activating into attention, can be more challenging. Hence, how we see self-regulatory problems. So if you want to connect with someone with ADHD, think about the emotional connection. Now, acknowledgement is not praise. Acknowledgement is the recognition that something someone has done is of value. Now, that could be of value because it's directly of value to me, or it could be of value because we know that it was a challenge for them to achieve that. Either way, the better we get at acknowledging each other and what they bring to our relationship and the efforts they're making to make their performance work in the relationship, the more likely we're going to see repeats of those behaviors. This is not praise, I want to stress again. No one is looking for a pat on the head. That as adults, we want to acknowledge the value we have in each other and what we do. Okay, I hope those were some helpful tips for you in your relationship. I want to thank Ada for putting on this wonderful series for the TAD 2025. I hope you all have a wonderful conference this year. And just a reminder, my name's Jonathan Hassel. My website is connectadhd.com, and you can access a free download of the key points of this talk at that website, connectadhd.com/TAD2025. You'll also find that address via the Ada site. Have a wonderful day.
Wait, before you go, we here at Ada depend on the kindness of strangers and friends like you. So consider joining Ada or donating at add.org/donate. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.